We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Pottawatomie County School Superintendents Tim Winter from Wamego, Kevin Logan from Rock Creek, as we continue our conversation here. And there's a kind of a neat thing coming up here for Rock Creek. They're going to have a new foundation you're starting. Isn't that correct?
Well, it's an endowment. It'll be run through the Caring Community Foundation out of Onega. And we're real excited about the kickoff event that happens September 21st at Flush Hall. Right now, we are completely sold out of tickets. We do have a waiting list in case we have folks who back out at the last minute. So we are putting names on a waiting list. I think we've got about 16 right now. We're a little limited on the amount of seating we have. We can have just over 200 in the hall, so we have to watch that. We're looking forward to a fun afternoon and evening of generating some more dollars to get this foundation started with. Right now, we're up pushing $70,000 in donations, gross monies. We obviously have the event to put on Saturday night. But again, looking forward to it and sharing the things that the endowment will be able to do for the students and for the school over the coming years.
And I know we've talked about this here the last couple months here, but has anything like this ever been in place at Rock Creek before?
It has not. We have had a Rock Creek Foundation where there have been memorials and dollars given towards graduating senior scholarships. So the foundation has been in place, but this is more of a in-the-moment type of an endowment where a teacher might write for a grant to take students somewhere or to have a special experience come in and ask for funds from the endowment steering committee. There's been a planning committee that has been set up to get things started to put the event on, and then a few of those folks and some new people are coming in that will actually steer the direction of the endowment once we have things up and running. And from that point, they'll look at how to disperse the interest based upon those funds. The actual capital funds don't get touched. It's just the interest that is used. And then they will come up with a rubric where they evaluate whether or not the grant or the request being asked fits within the vision and mission of the endowment. So really exciting possibilities. A lot of this would fall outside what we can do with a typical school budget, so we're excited about that. The overall level of interest has just floored me. You know, I was really hoping we could hit the $10,000 level this first year so we could have a truly endowed fund, and we've done that many times over, so really excited on it. Voice of the Mustangs, Dr. Brad Bernheide, will be there to MC the event that night. I have not met the auctioneer yet. Jeff Ruckert, I believe, is his name. He will be there for the auction. Got multiple auction items, experiences, tangible items. It ought to just be a really fun evening there at Flush Hall.
Oh, sounds great. And again, that's a week from this Saturday, September 21st, that's taking place. And the day before that, September 20th, that's a big day on the calendar for schools across the state here, because that's when official enrollment numbers come out. What is maybe just kind of early on, how are things looking at? We'll start with Wamego first.
Yeah, of course, these are very preliminary because people just seem to be a little more mobile nowadays, and our numbers still do fluctuate. We still have some students enrolling and some that decide to remove their kids. It's not a big number, but that number does bounce around a little bit. But right now, our buildings are up slightly. I'm projecting that we'll probably have 15 to 20 new students or increased enrollment over last year's enrollment. Our preschool numbers have increased quite a bit because I think Terry Dow at our Central Elementary is just, they're doing a fantastic job of promoting our preschool opportunities, our early education opportunities, and those numbers are up quite a bit. At Central and West Elementaries, we're relatively flat compared to last year. Middle school is the same way, relatively flat, and the high school is going to be up about 15, 16 students just because we're now moving some of those larger classes into the high school level from the middle school. So overall, net gain, I'm expecting in that 20 student range. One of the things we looked at the board meeting the other night is the number of students that are brand new to our district and the number of out of district students that we have. We have 83 students that were brand new to Waumego, had never been enrolled or possibly enrolled here several years ago, moved away, and now they are back. We counted them as new as well. And then we have over 100 students that are out-of-district students that don't live within our district boundaries. So some interesting numbers, but we're still waiting until September 20th, and we'll see where we fall from there.
All right. What about Rock Creek?
At Rock Creek, we are up also. We had anticipated a pretty good bump this year as we graduated a small class of 52 last year. And incoming class, kindergarten roundup, we were looking about 80. So we were looking almost up 30 there. But then we had a surprise hit us, and total enrollment right now is up 70 over last year. A little bit, about a 7% growth over this year over last, where we were anticipating more in about the 4 to 4.5%. Interesting thing is this year we did have a higher percentage of growth at Westmoreland than what we did at St. George. So Westy had a nice bump up there, and we did add a teacher at the last minute. We had a class that we had to split, so everyone worked really, really well to make that happen. We had to use the teacher workroom for another classroom to accommodate a learning space there, but they're off and running, and everyone's acclimated as to what's going on. We look to continue to grow in that 3 to 4% range over the next 4 or 5 years, and that has challenges, brings some anxiety, but with the building opening next year, that will allow some room to where we can recover the workroom for the staff at Westmoreland and do some reconfiguration of our elementary schools and then the junior-senior high, which will become just grades 9-12 as we open the new 5-8 middle school.
Oh, great. Well, growth is good. And I think you'd rather have that versus the alternative.
Absolutely.
As far as some upcoming events here, I want to let you guys have a chance to promote these. September 23rd for Rock Creek.
We have a special board meeting September 23rd. It will be a board planning session. The administration is planning on sharing their KISA plans with the board, the building plan and the district plan. And then the board will have a chance to look and see where we are with lining up to their board goals. We want to make sure that those two areas marry quite well and complement one another. This is year 4 of a 5-year accreditation process for us, so we want to make sure that we have all our T's crossed, all our I's dotted as we move into our final year where we will be fully implemented within our school improvement plan.
All right. And then in Waumego, there's an event coming up on October 4th.
Yes, that is homecoming for Waumego High School, so we'll certainly welcome back any alumni and celebrate homecoming all week with our students. But right now it's tentative because we do have signage that is in the production phase, but at that point in time we plan to recognize and name our track after Coach Rick Patton, who has been with Waumego since the 70s. He has coached cross country and track for all of those years. He's had a phenomenal career and continues to have just a phenomenal impact on our students and our community. He has 7 state titles along with several top 3 finishes at state in cross country and track, and he just does a fantastic job. And some students, this idea has floated around in years past, but this past year some students brought it back to the attention of their coaches and administration, and it made its way to the board, and we have made that decision to honor Coach Patton for his many years of service by naming the track facilities after Coach Patton, and that will take place October 4th at the football game.
All right. What a neat honor. That's always great when you could do something like that, yeah, to give back to someone who's given so much.
Absolutely. He truly does a fantastic job, and I'm sure he'll have runners from every the last 4 decades that will return to just say hi to him and congratulate him and thank him for what he's done for them.
All right. Well, again, we appreciate having you guys both on, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, next month. Tim Winter, Kevin Logan from Waumego and Rock Creek Public Schools, respectively. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More In Focus on the way next here on News Radio KMAN.